prediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside Witter Field as Raptors is just getting introduced right now in a lively crowd. This is the most packed I've seen it, and not saying that fans haven't showed out, but here tonight, a beautiful evening for baseball, and it's sunny out with the clouds just behind us, but doesn't look like there's any rain in the forecast, which has been good. So, you know, we can say that this team, just for them to continue to play well, and you know, that's going to be the big key for them is the offense and defense, just putting it together. So, you know, Raptors getting introduced right now as the Dock Spinners on the first baseline. Raptors on the third baseline here for National Anthem. Brian Dyer, the third base coach and the pitching coach, Kirk Schreider, back at the helm once again. And the manager, Schreider, as Bob Galletta. He's a Wisconsin Rapids Raptors staple at the Lincoln High School as the baseball coach there in his 35th season. So he is helping out the Raptors for just the remainder of the season. Coach Orlando Rodriguez has left, had to go back to his respected school back early. But, you know, seeing him, he's been keeping up with the team. And so that's always great to see that this team doesn't leave you when you leave Wisconsin Rapids. It's remained with you for a long period of time. It shows the impact that this team and community has on every individual, coaches and players. But Raptors are going to have to, you know, recreate guys which they've lost. And Jorge Degani, Garrett Broussard going out. Some big bats there as Jacob Rosencrantz, Drake Fries have left the team as well. So they're going to have to continue to get it done with the pitching side as well. So they brought in guys. You look at Caleb Shulist yesterday, had a great experience on the mound. Started two innings and didn't give up a hit. So it was good for him. But National Anthem coming up here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick step aside, as we'll be back in a moment. First pitch coming up in about 3 minutes.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz. Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
We return from Witter Field. Johnny Antrovitz getting warmed up on the mound. And the guy out of Notre Dame College. And the right-handed pitcher from Ashtabula, Ohio, and the redshirt junior making his second start on the mound for majority of the year. He's been a reliever guy and has come in later in games where he's got an inning in about a two, but he got his first start back July the 23rd against Fond du Lac. He went two innings, allowed three hits, a run, but a strikeout, where the Rafters won that game 5-3. So Antrovich, a guy that's appeared in 15 games for the Rafters, a 1-0 record, which he did win versus Fond du Lac back on July the 14th. It was a game where he did not start, but still nonetheless went two innings and two strikeouts. He's had 19 innings of work, allowing 15 hits, 7 runs, and 21 strikeouts, has a 3.32 ERA. So a big opportunity for him and a big game for the Rafters. Remind you, the Dock Spiders knocked out Wisconsin Rapids out of their playoff chances for the first half. It came down to one game on July the 2nd, where the Rafters, if they win, they're in, and unfortunately Fond du Lac spoiled it. So leading off is Paul Whitman, the DH out of West Texas A&M, and the native of Turgenheim, Germany. So he's had 11 RBIs, 21 hits, and 9 runs. So Wisconsin Rapids in their white uniforms with the black sleeves and the maroon Rafters logo on the front and the maroon numbers on the back, as a swing and a miss on a first pitch strike, 0-1. So Fond du Lac, though, in their teal blue tops with the gold Fondy logo on the front and then the gold numbers on the back. They have the gray leggings as well. So no balls, a strike here. Antrovich goes to work, and Whitman fouls it off left side. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Antrovich getting ahead in the count early. Jake Serrain on deck. But Paul Whitman, the DH, in the leadoff spot. We've seen him when the Rafters have played him. He's been kind of in the bottom of the order, but here leading off. The 0-2 and fouls is up and flied away. So Whitman staying alive here. Johnny Antrovich going to work. Rafters have a great infield with Bobo at first, Johnson at second, Carlson at third, and Brewer at short. Carlson made some great plays there at infield at third base, where there's one I can recall from yesterday. It was a liner up towards him above his head. He jumped up and made that catch. It was in the eighth inning yesterday, which that would have led off with a base hit. So ball, two strikes. Here Antrovich in the 1-2 at a fastball popped out and behind the netting. So Whitman, a lot of foul balls. That's about his fourth. So the count runs at 1-2. Antrovich previously attended Mercyhurst University before Notre Dame College in the 1-2 outside. And that time can't find a 2-2. But he's appeared against the Dockspiners three times this year in a total of 5 innings against them. The count runs at 2 apiece here on Whitman, the left-hander. Antrovich kicks high and serves the 2-2 out above the zone at a ball this time. And the count runs full, 3-2. So Whitman was down 0-2, has seen 3 balls. Count runs full. He's got a home run this season. Has crossed home plate 9 times. Antrovich on the right side of the slab. He bends low and fires and fouled off the top side of the bat just barely. So a long first at bat here for Paul Whitman. So he's in the DH spot. So Doug Coe going to his designated hitter first. And now he sees a count full. On deck is Jake Serrain. And Whitman here, the left-hander, sets in the payoff. Way outside for ball 4. So that leads Whitman on to first. So getting ahead in the count was Antrovich, wasn't able to finish it. Jake Serrain now out of Wisconsin Oshkosh, a 272 batter, 29 RBIs. He's had 43 hits on the season. A reliable second baseman. At first is Whitman. Antrovich will go to work, and that's fouled off right field side and out of play, 0-1. Antrovich works in a lot of fastballs. Goes to his changeup at times, but he can throw his curveballs on his breaking balls a couple times, but he's really reliant on his fastballs. He likes to pepper the zone with those. And the 0-1, Whitman looked like he was on his way to second, retreats back to first. trying to jump it, but still then comes in for a ball. Parker Knoll is on deck. And he's a guy that has been swinging the bat at such a high rate lately. And the 1-1 to Serene, swinging a ball popped up into right center. Chasing after it is Gifford. Runs out and makes the grab for one down. So Jack Gifford made his debut yesterday in right field. This brings up Parker Knoll. Has just been swinging the bat at such a high rate, batting a 423, 11 hits, 5 RBIs, and 4 runs. The Lawrence University sophomore from Appleton. So major implications here on this game. And obviously, Rafters will be at Herb Acre Field tomorrow, but Fond du Lac trying to steal one here before they go back at home. But the Rafters have had a lot of success at Herb Acre Field. So a ball, no strikes here, one down. Hantzovitz works up the 1-0 and up above the zone, 2-0. So 2-0 count, one gone. Parker Knoll, the left fielder. And we'll see a 2-0 pitch and foul it away right side and goes out back near the grandstand and out of play, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. At first is Whitman, led off with a walk. Hantzovitz turns in. He'll come set, and the 2-1, and a swing and a ball lifted high into center field. Chasing after it is Lordoy. Does this have the distance? And it does! A two-run shot from Parker Knoll. And Fond du Lac in a quick 2-0 lead. That went back 366 feet behind the wall. And Parker Knoll, his first home run of the season, comes here in the top of the first. So one gone, and Knoll here with a two-run shot. What a time for it to come. Fond du Lac strikes first. Hantzovitz will have to reset. That looked like that was just a high fly ball into center. Lordoy, it just seemed like it was going to go right into his glove, but just kept tracking back towards the wall. So no balls, a strike with one gone. And the 0-1 and a swing and a miss here on Brady Catterhagen. Catterhagen, the catcher, a 216 batter. 16 hits on the season. He's at 10 RBIs. And a foul off back behind home plate. So that's been a thing for Fond du Lac. You know, you take it to where July the 22nd, or no, the 23rd, when Fond du Lac played here against the Rafters. They got up in an early lead. They went 1-0 up in the top of the first. They held that lead almost the entire way through until the sixth, where the Rafters got 3 runs in the sixth and then 2 runs in the seventh to end that game. But Fond du Lac, when they're here at Witter Field, they always pose the Rafters with some problems. And the 0-2 paints the zone on the right edge for strike three. So after Hantzovitz gives up a 2-run shot, he peppers the zone with a couple fastballs, and Catterhagen goes down. And Jared Hines in, the right fielder now. Another Wisconsin Park side product from Kenosha, Wisconsin. A 204 batter. And batting fifth in the order. And you'll see a ball up above. So Hines in yesterday in Green Bay went 1-for-3. He also had a run as well. He was walked. And he fouls this off back behind home plate, and again. Also had an RBI yesterday, so Jared Heinzen, you know, big day for him. 2 home runs, 19 RBIs. He's had 20 ones as well. And the 1-1 and a curveball, a slow-moving breaking ball just up high of the zone, 2-1. So 2 balls, a strike with 2 gone. Here, top of the first, a 2-run shot from Knoll has been the difference. Hantzovitz just looking to get out of this inning. And the 2-1, a swing and a high fly ball drifting away near the bullpen of the Doxbiners and fouled. So deuces run across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. He had Paul Whitman lead off with a walk, a fly out to right, and then Nola two-run shot. But Antrovitz followed up with a strikeout of his own on Catterhagen. One away, top of the first. Antrovitz kicks, turns, and the 2-2, swing and a miss. He gets him reaching on the right edge as Johnny Antrovitz gives up a two-run shot as Fond du Lac leads 2-0, but he follows it up with two straight strikeouts. We head to the bottom of the first. Fond du Lac in front 2-0. We'll step aside.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first inning, Joey Fearn with you here on WFHR. Well, a two-run lead for the Doxbiners, a two-run shot from Parker Knoll. Rafters have their chance to respond as we have just gotten going here on this Thursday evening. I'll tell you, a lot of game in front of us, but Fond du Lac, you know, they've done well to get an early lead. So Brian Dyer at third base, and now look, you have your first base coach, Levi Jensen. So Jensen, one of the catchers for the Rafters, he's at first base. And Ty Johnson will set in, and he'll see a strike from Fond du Lac's pitcher, Jacob Young, today taking the mound. A guy out of Fairmont State from Lisle, Illinois. Six games appeared in. Has had a 2-1 record. He won versus Madison and Wausau and picked up the loss versus Kenosha. The 0-1 of Johnson in a swing and a low ground ball, a broken bat. Johnson was on his way to first, but Serene is there, shifts over to his left, and throws it out at first. So Kirk Schreider now coming out of his dugout, and looks like, well, the catcher, Catterhagen, got injured. Johnson's out. And it was a broken bat and a ground out to second. And looks like Catterhagen, he got injured there. He looks to be okay as he puts his mask back on. But Johnson, a weak ground ball off the inside of his bat. So Aiden Brewer now on deck, and he'll step in. So the right-hander, Johnson goes down. As head umpire Nick Hudlow down there, the crew chief at first base. You have Austin Stanton at third base, Roderick Jackson. So same crew as yesterday. Just up north in Wausau. And now down here in the middle part of the state in Wisconsin Rapids. So Aiden Brewer, a 160 batter. He's at two RBIs, and Jacob Young going to work. 0-1. Young's at a 4.7 ERA. He's allowed 23 hits, 13 runs. He's walked 10 batters, but has had 20 strikeouts. So One down. Young, the right-hander, on the middle of the mound and throws it low. Out for a ball that time. And a breaking ball at 77. So he's a guy making his second season here in the Northwoods League. He played for the Rockers with 7 games. He had a 2-0 record last season with them. So on his second team, here for the Doxbinders, Young throws way in. Brewer backs away at a ball that time, 2-1. He appeared against the Rafters twice. Back on June the 1st, he went an inning and gave up a hit with 2 strikeouts. Second time was July the 22nd, where he did not record an out and gave up a hit and 3 runs. And the 2-1 at a changeup low and a ball 3-1. So 3 balls, a strike with 1 gone. And Brendan Bobo on deck. And on the verge of history, 1 more home run for him. And he breaks the all-time Northwoods League home run record as a swing and a high fly ball belted into center field. This one is way back and gone. Aiden Brewer, his second home run of the season. And it cuts the lead in half, 2-1. Right on cue, Aiden Brewer. Soon as it left the bat, it was gone. So now this brings up Brendan Bobo. And perhaps it's his time to bring in a home run. That was 97 miles per hour off the bat, 392 feet back. Way gone. So Brendan Bobo now is due up. And everybody wants him to break the Northwoods League record. And perhaps he can do it here as he swings and misses on a first pitch strike. 0-1. So no balls a strike here for Bobo. 0-1 is the count. 1 gone. And the 0-1 of Bobo fouls it off in the inside. 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. So a 2-run shot from Parker Noel. Brewer falls it up with a home run of his own. And now the lead is 2-1. Both the home runs have gone towards center field. 1 gone. Bobo will see the 0-2, and a swing and a high fly ball lifted into left center. Is this the moment? And it is. Brendan Bobo, a solo home run, and he breaks it. A solo shot. The time has come. 29 home runs. An all-time Northwoods League record for Bobo. There it is. There's the moment. Wow. Brendan Bobo. This game is tied up at 2 as everybody is going crazy right now. 1 down, and I'll tell you, back-to-back home runs. This game's tied up at 2 apiece. So Bobo... So, Bobo, this is his moment. They've stopped the game right now to give him the all-time record. He's got a jersey with a couple baseball cards, framed jersey, all-time, and he's done it. 29 home runs. He leads the all-time record in the Northwoods League. So, Bobo, wow. A solo shot into left center, and a moment that will live in the history books forever. Wow. This game is tied up at 2 apiece, and Brendan Bobo, what about it? What a time for it. That was just unbelievable. Wow. Brendan Bobo. A moment in history that will live forever. That was 94 miles per hour, 396 feet back for Bobo. So it is 2-2 now. Only 1 down. Back-to-back home runs. Orlando Lordoy. He'll step in and a swing and a hit a high popped up ball into left center. Kind of an odd spot. Running after it and making the catch is Berrigan, the shortstop. So Brendan Bobo, a moment that will live in the history books. So Lordoy pops out, and this brings up Anthony Gallison. Rafters two hits, two runs, both solo shots. So two down, Gallison, a 273 batter, three home runs, 16 RBIs, and 38 hits. And down the plate that time for a strike, 0-1. So it was a 2-0 lead for Fond du Lac, but just like that, Rafters have tied it up at two apiece. Two swings of the bat. A solo shot from Brewer and a solo shot from Bobo. And the 0-1 and a swing and a high fly ball drifting into right field. Heinzen looks under it and makes the catch for the third out. But we're tied up at two apiece. Two straight home runs. Brendan Bobo in the history books forever. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second inning we go as Johnny Ansaritz will go to work, this time on Seth Sweetchick. But Aiden Brewer, a solo home run, and then Brendan Bobo follows it up with a home run. So Brewer started it off. Bobo followed it up. This game is tied up at two apiece. As Ansaritz will go in low at a ball that time, 2-0. So Fond du Lac in a quick 2-0 lead, but Wisconsin Rapids has followed it right back. So Seth Sweetchick now. We'll see the 2-0, and a swing and a hit, a high fly ball lifting in the left center. Gallison runs over to it, stops, and makes the easy catch. So guys making contact today with the bat for sure. No ground outs, well, except for one for Johnson. Everybody else, a lot of fly outs. Three home runs. Andrew Berrigan, the shortstop. A 156 batter, two home runs, 14 RBIs. And it goes in low at a ball, 1-0. 17 hits for him, 15 runs. So Berrigan has been a reliable shortstop out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical from Tribuco Canyon. And the 1-0 dug into the ground, fouled left field side, 1-1. One ball, one strike with one down. Nantrovitz will set in. And a look, turn in the 1-1. Way up above the zone. Berrigan has to back away. 2-1. And a slow-moving breaking ball at 75. Two balls a strike. Setting in is Nantrovitz. He'll throw the 2-1 at a check swing. A little bit low. First base umpire Austin Stanton said he did not fully come across. 3-1. So Jack Peterson on deck. Three balls and a strike. 3-1 from Mantrovitz, and a swing and a ball popped up into right field. Running under it is Gifford, and reaches out, makes an easy catch, a routine fly ball that goes into the glove of Gifford. Two down. So Jack Peterson now, the center fielder, a 157 batter, 11 RBIs for him. Two down. Mantrovitz will come set. And a swing and a miss. That time for a strike, 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Only two gone. The 0-1. And a swing and a ball sent in the left field. Gallison tracks it back at the warning track and makes the third straight flyout. As the Rafters go 1-2-3, we head to the bottom of the second. Game is tied at 2 apiece. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows level off around 62. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 86. Lows level off around 60. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 91.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Leading off for the Rafters. Bottom of the second inning as James Bornick, Anna Marion University, where it's very interesting to the Dock Spiders because that's their home field, is Marion. So playing against a team that plays at his home field during the summer. But he's really been playing well out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. A 364 batter, has had an RBI, four hits, two runs. So Bornick has really come into the team and has shown up nicely. Jacob Young works in. And there's a strike that time. Peppers the zone on the inside. To the left-hander, Bornick. And he's the DH. And batting six in the order. Young will turn in. And the 0-1 outside. And a fastball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. 2-2 is the score. Both teams got their runs off of home runs in the first inning. And the 1-1 up to Bornick, fouled away, back behind home plate. The 1-2. A ball, two strikes. Two hits for the Rafters. And only one for Vondelak. Young sets the 1-2 outside. Still looking for his first strikeout. In for a ball that time, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. The 2-2, and a swing, and a sharply hit ground ball over to the second baseman, Serene, and fields it up to the glove and throws it on to first. A shift over to his right, and does his job. So Bornick grounds out. That's the second time a Rafter has grounded out to the second baseman, Serene, and Jack Gifford now. Out of Cabrillo College from Santa Cruz, California, His first appearance was yesterday. One gone. Setting in and serving. And there's a curveball up above. So 1-0 count with one down. Each team with two runs. And the 1-0 swings in low at a ball that time, 2-0. So 2-0 is the count. Two away. Bornick ground out and a swing and a miss up top, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. The sun is shining as looks to be some darker clouds out behind the left field side. So we'll see. We'll monitor that as that goes on at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the count runs at 2 apiece with one down. The 2-2, and up above on the outside at a ball that time, 3-2. So the count runs full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And one down, and the payoff, Gifford swings at it just a little bit low, but it comes in for ball four. A check swing there from Gifford, and he'll take first. So Kyle Carlson now, here bottom of the second. It's his turn. Had a great day yesterday. Had a 2 RBI day. A 250 batter, 15 hits, 10 RBIs, 6 runs. One down. And Carlson will see a strike up on the inside, 0-1. No balls, a strike. And checking off over at first, a big leadoff there for Gifford, but he'll get back there in time. One down. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss there on Carlson, 0-2. Twenty-six pitches, one walk for Jacob Young. Hasn't recorded his first strikeout. Looking to do that here on Carlson. And now throws it on to first. Gifford's there. And Gifford once again leads off. Carlson, the right-hander. And the 0-2 home. High and away at a ball that time at a fastball, 1-2. So Smigelski on deck, the catcher. Jacob Young with the ball behind his back. He'll come set and look in once more. Swings. Well, serves outside for a ball, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes with one down. The count runs at 2 apiece. Coming set in serving, and a swing and a high fly ball into Carlson in the right field. Running after it is Heinzen, tries to dive out and just pulls out on the right field line. That was really close from staying fair. Heinzen raced towards it. But fortunate for the Dock Spiders to see that foul, because if that stays fair, Heinzen missed that ball. So in my opinion, I think a run would have scored. Two balls, two strikes here, one down. Count runs at 2 apiece. And Gifford stands at first. Jacob Young sets the 2-2 home, and a swing and a high fly ball into center field. running after it and making the catch is Peterson. Here's a couple steps forward, and Carlson flies out. So a lot of flyouts. David Smigelski is due up out of LaGrange College. Batting a 333, four hits on 12 at-bats. Three runs as well. He's at an RBI. Gifford at first. Coming set is Young. And a swing and a ball belted into left field. Does this have the distance? It goes off the warning track. Rolls into center field. Gifford rounding home from third, taking a sharp turn home. The throw at the plate, the tag. Is it in time? And he's safe. Raptors in front, 3-2. A late call there from the crew chief, Nick Hudlow. The throw from Berrigan to Catterhagen. Doug Coe now wanting a word. First time the Raptors have led this game. David Smigelski, his second RBI of the season. A one-run RBI double for him. Raptors in front for the first time this game. They've taken a 3-2 lead. So Doug Coe can't believe it. He thought Catterhagen made the tag. So he wants a word. He's really... This is a massive game, so... Doug Coe is just... He's a little bit frustrated with that, holding his head up high. Can't believe the call there, but I'll tell you, Raptors in front. As Ty Johnson here, top of the order, grounded out to second. So back-to-back innings with at least a run for Wisconsin Rapids. Rain looks to be in the forecast. So we'll monitor that as it goes on, but the important thing is Raptors have a 3-2 lead. So two down, Young sets in on Johnson. And throws out a ball low, 1-0. 1-0 count, two down. And the 1-0 home. And there's a ball paints the zone that time, 1-1. So a ball and a strike, two down. That second is Smigelski, the catcher. And Johnson will see the 1-1 and a swing and a miss. Really swings at that ball hard, and it comes at 1-2. A slow-moving ball there at 69. Young has gone an inning in two-thirds. 34 pitches for him has allowed three hits and three runs. Second is Smigelski. Young looks over there now. He'll come set the 1-2 to Johnson up above the zone. And a ball 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and two down. Young will look over once more. He'll turn on Johnson, and Johnson 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. It was on a broken bat, his first time up at the plate. So umpire needing new baseballs to put in his pockets, and we'll go once more. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Young... Still yet without a strikeout on 36 pitches. It is now the moment for him and throws it low on a breaking ball at 73-2. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. 3-2 Raptors in front. They were down 2-0 but three unanswered. And the payoff home and a swing and a ground ball. Once again, a Serene has all the time in the world and just lifts it on to first for Johnson to go down. But the Raptors get a run, a one-run RBI double to send Gifford home from Smigelski. We head to the top of the third, 3-2, Raptors lead.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So we return to the top of the third, but unfortunately, yes, the weather has come earlier than expected. So game has gone into a delay. There has been lightning in the area, so Wisconsin Rapids and Fond du Lac are going to have to put this game on hold for a bit. So Rafters in front 3-2 will be in here at the top of the third. So umpires are headed towards their respected rooms. So we're going to find out how this game kind of continues to go throughout. But for now, unfortunately, the weather bug has hit the Rafters once more. So here in Wisconsin Rapids. So we're going to take a step aside, and we'll be back once this game gets going. So Kirk Schreider can't believe it. He's not too happy right now, as is Doug Coe. They are pretty furious, but, I mean, you look at it, it definitely doesn't look too good right now. So the game has gone into a delay, so we'll be back here after. You know, hopefully the delay is over and hopefully the rain and lightning can get through. But for now, we are going to take a step aside and back to the regular scheduled programming. We'll be back once Rafters baseball returns here at Witterfield. Stay tuned.
Midlife, if you want your crack at it, what does the Trump indictment mean to you? 844-967-2789. You're listening.
Better begins with the way.
Just CJ and Mark from the sack still hanging
everywhere.
Roger that. Thank you.
Buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Who is his boss?
Wait, so is it no, CJ, give me a chance to answer you. Are you insinuating that the president of the United States would unduly influence an attorney general to perhaps, you know, gloss over or interfere with a criminal investigation into the president? Is that what you're insinuating?
Yeah, you remember you saying that about Mr. Barr. Now you quote him.
Right.
So when it's to your advantage, that's what you said, the entire presidency.
Wait a minute. CJ, let's have a conversation here. Yeah, I was being sarcastic when I recounted or characterized what your insinuation would be, because that's precisely what Donald Trump tried to do to Bill Barr when it came to the election. He eventually forced him to quit. OK, and then let's recount what Jack Smith's indictment and what will be proven in a court of law with evidence will show, that the acting attorney general, Jeff Rosen, was gone around by Jeffrey Clark, who was a civil lawyer that didn't have any business talking about constitutional and election law. He worked in the environmental division of the DOJ. That Jeffrey Clark, who decided that he wanted to elevate himself and become the acting attorney general, effectively hatched a plot to violate DOJ policy and go around both of his bosses to talk to Donald Trump and sell him this garbage, that Donald Trump can hopefully count on Mike Pence to ignore the will of the voters, CJ. Are you talking about that Jeffrey Clark and that attorney general Barr and this President Joe Biden, who said not a thing about this?
Hasn't said a thing about this. Well, you know, I hope you're as upset about when President Biden pardons himself and Hunter on their way out.
I'm done with CJ now. No. I think you made your point. CJ, that ain't ever happening. Because the difference between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden is that there has been no direct evidence in a court of law. There has been no sworn testimony that is direct, not hearsay. It's different when it's in a court of law and not a House committee. This stuff matters. Let's be clear. Jeffrey Clark tried to effectively force out acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen, and it was almost a midnight massacre a la Richard Nixon. It was only because the entire leadership of the DOJ told Donald Trump to basically to his face in a very late night meeting on January 3rd that if he replaced Jeffrey Rosen, that they would all quit. By the way, there's about 8 U.S. attorneys who have written books about the fact that Donald Trump forced them out of their jobs. Oh, wait, one of them was the U.S. attorney for the District of Georgia, and that happened in December of 2020. I have no idea why that would have gone down that way. Mark from the SAC, I need a closing thought from you in just about 10 seconds, my brother. Thanks for hanging on.
Yes, sorry, you got me thinking with all this that was going on. I have to think that I wonder if members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the conservative members, were in on this because three of them voted to overturn the election in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, they sure did,
so
didn't they, Mark?
My question is, did they have something to do with, were they in on, were they keen on this, or were they in on it? Did they know this was going down? And for Bob Spindell to be questioning people's votes in Milwaukee, that sure seems like a conflict of interest to me. It sure seems like a breach of code of ethics to me. And like I've mentioned other shows, that any of these fake electors who were involved in this should have their professional licensures at least examined, because they probably violated the code of ethics.
Probably. They completely have, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for the call, Mark. 4 of the 6 co-conspirators are lawyers. We can either help or we can hurt a lot. CJ, my final rebuttal to you are the following words from Vice President Mike Pence. Calvin, you can just run the clips back to back, my friend.
I think yesterday's indictment will stand either on its own merits or it will fall. I can't really speak to the legal arguments behind it, but I think the American people deserve to know that on that day, President asked me to choose between him and the Constitution, and I chose the Constitution, and I always will. That at the end of the day, history will hold Donald Trump accountable for his reckless words and actions on that day, and I'll always stand by the truth of that and make sure the American people know why I did what I did, Martha. I mean, I had no right to overturn the election, and despite the fact that President Trump has continued to insist that over the last 2.5 years, I want people to know that I stood strong on the Constitution that day, by God's grace, and I always will. But let's be clear on this point. It wasn't just that they asked for a pause. The president specifically asked me, and his gaggle of crackpot lawyers asked me, to literally reject votes, which would have resulted in the issue being turned over to the House of Representatives, and literally chaos would have ensued. So I think it's important that the American people know what happened in the days before January 6th. President Trump demanded that I use my authority as vice president, presiding over the count of the Electoral College, to essentially overturn the election by returning or literally rejecting votes. I had no authority to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I ask you to use your common sense, your life experience, look into your hearts, your minds, and use your gut instinct. Did this defendant, Donald J. Trump, conspire to obstruct Congress? Did this defendant, Donald J. Trump, act to deprive people of their constitutionally guaranteed right to vote? This has been the Maggie Dawns Show. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. I'll be back.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat.
it came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media
WFHR,
Radio Network.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5.